Blog Talk Radio.
All Access Abdul. All Access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
hello
everyone,
happy
welcome Sunday.
To another edition of All Access Abdul. I don't remember actually what show number this is officially. I think it's like 5 or 6, maybe. But it's a special weekend. For those of you who are listening who don't know, this weekend we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Spellbound. Amy and I are going to be talking to a few different people who I believe had the luxury of going to see the Under My Spell tour. I was still growing my toes inside my mother's body at this point, so I was not alive. And Amy, you were like 5, I think, right?
Yeah, but we're going to have someone who actually went to the Spellbound tour, too, and she can tell us her experience.
Yeah, well, I've said that, but...
I don't know. Yeah, I guess my phone keeps cutting in and out. But how's everyone
doing?
We have some guest callers calling in. Yes, we do have a fun little tech show.
We have one right now. Before I guess we pick up his call, we'll give him a little bit of an introduction. Dustin Drawball has been a Paula fan for as long as I have, and I know even longer than that. But he used to run, or he may still run a few different official fan club websites and things of that nature. So Dustin is joining us from Oregon. And we're very excited that we get the opportunity to talk to him. So, Dustin, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be
so,
here.
Yeah, we're excited. Amy, do you have any questions right off the top for Dustin?
Yeah, because I don't know Dustin that well. I've only met him once. What made you become a Paula Abdul fan? What was it about her that you were like, oh, my God, she's my queen? Like, tell us about yourself, Dustin.
The fully loaded question right there. I started out at 10 years old, a dorky kid listening to Weird Al, and I think my mom had enough of it. And I remember her throwing the Paula Abdul tape, the Forever Your Girl album, at me. You know, why can't you listen to what the cool kids are listening to? And then playing that and Opposites Attract. I've always been a fan of live action and animation. And that really got my attention. And the choreography and Cold Hearted Snake. And I just found that, man, I'm not a dancer, but Paula Abdul, she really seems like someone you could hang out with and have a good time. And it's okay, right? I can't dance, but I for some reason, I want to dance with Paula. But I just kind of really enjoyed her style, right?
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And her inclusivity.
Now, Dustin, did you go to the Under My Spell tour?
No, and I think that's another kind of thing that has kind of edged this appreciation along is my dad said, no, you can't go unless you can win tickets. So I think that there's always been this sense of longing to, you know, see Paula live. But Vibology, the Spellbound album, since that's the focus today, Vibology was really kind of the final nail in the coffin, all in for Paula Abdul. That is my song. It's my favorite song ever. I just love it.
Go, Paula. Go, Paula.
Yes,
go, Paula. That's my favorite part of the song. I had to do
I can't believe they cut that out of the radio edit, because that was just such a
cool part of
the song. Yeah.
So, Dustin,
and the remixes are great.
You've had the opportunity, and I know this because I've been at many of the shows that you've been, but you've had the opportunity to see Paula live, not necessarily on the Under My Spirit tour, but I know you went to Mixtape Festival. I know you went to the Straight Up Paula tour. I know you went to the Total Package tour. I know you went to the Vegas show. Out of the shows that you've seen live, do you have a favorite?
I think she just gets better and better and better. I love the Vegas show. I thought Paula is at the top of her game, you know, and you wonder, like, okay, what is she going to do next? And she just pulls out a lot of surprises. I just thought the Vegas show was very interactive and fun, and I appreciated the sand art that she used to tell her story, and just even starting the way she started the show in Vegas in the director's chair, where you wouldn't have even expected that. So I love that she continues to surprise and amaze her fans.
Do you have a favorite memory with Paula? I know there's a lot.
A favorite memory with Paula. When she was here in town on the Straight Up Paula tour, I got to spend, gosh, an hour with her backstage
after the show.
Yeah, and we talked about everything. And my wife was with me. God bless my wife. She sat there quiet the whole time and just let me do my thing. But it was just fun.
We love Kayla.
Yes, much love to Kayla. And it was just so much fun getting to, like, really have her undivided attention, because if you know Paula, she's got such a big heart, and she tries to make time for everybody. But it was nice, like, to have that intimate block of time to just tell my story and share with her and hear her thoughts. And I think that that's one of the coolest opportunities I've had. I've had a lot of opportunities to talk with her and hang out, but nothing like that extensive time-wise, and that was really special. I don't think she realized how much our lives have kind of crossed back and forth, and how many people in her circle I hang out with, and it was just kind of fun going back and forth and having that conversation.
That's really cool, Dustin. Now, I know you are you have a website. Can you tell our listeners about your Paula Abdul fan website?
Yeah, I've been doing the Paula Abdul fan site, the official Paula Abdul fan site, this is my 24th year.
Wow.
I started out in 1997. Yeah, and it just continues to grow and grow and grow. www.paula-abdul.com. And, it's got Paula's official blessing. And
that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff on Spellbound, including the tour, all of the videos, the background of the album. Prince's demo for you is on the website. So a lot of cool stuff regarding Spellbound, but all of Paula's big projects are highlighted on the website.
Oh, how cool. Thanks for letting us know that. Definitely, listeners, go check it out. Now, Dustin, you've been a longtime fan, obviously, and you told us Vibology is one of your favorite songs from Spellbound. But what music video is your favorite?
Oh, my gosh.
We're very in-depth interviewers here on All Access Abdul.
Yeah, no, you are. Vibology is my favorite song on an album. Crazy Cool and Hoedown, definitely, and Opposites Attract are all kind of runners-up. But music video. I would really have to say, again, just going back to that live action animation, I like Opposites Attract. Yeah, that's
okay.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, I like the dancing in the original video for The Way That You Love Me. Like that, that is the first video that they did. The dancing in that is just amazing.
She's like really gifted when it comes to the choreography, and she has a lot of patience, which I love, because I mean, some of these people that she ends up choreographing, I guess they feel like they have two left feet. At least I feel like I would have two left feet dancing next to her. But I mean, she's just an amazing choreographer in these dances. And that's one thing I love about her shows is how she explains, like, how some of her moves just come from her dreams.
Yeah, it's, like, literally insane. When I watch her perform, I'm just, like, in awe of, like, well, how did you even think about doing that? Like, I would never have any concept in my mind of putting that together. Dustin, before we let you go and bring on our next caller, do you have anything else that you want to kind of add to everything that we've asked you? Any final thoughts?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I could literally take up a whole episode. I will tell you that Paula really is grateful for her fans. She loves the fans. She just loves, you know, that we're keeping the spirit of what she does, we're keeping that alive, and we're constantly putting it out there and promoting, you know, her brand and her career. And that's my end game too, my goal, right, is to spread the love through the website and just keep it up. I'd say let's keep promoting that, right, because it's that promotion of what Paula's doing that really allows her to keep doing it. So, and it's pretty impressive if you think about it, just for how long she's been around, that she's still going. So, you know, keep promoting, keep supporting, and visit the website.
Yes.
Well, Dustin,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on. I know we will post a link to your website, but we appreciate you coming on. I know I'm speaking for myself here, but I have a feeling Amy will agree with this. We'd love to bring you back on for an entire episode where we can really talk about the website and all the work that's gone into it. So we'll definitely have to coordinate another time that we can have you come on where we can have a whole episode about Dustin and his fan website.
Sure. Anytime. Happy to help. And just in closing, it's a fan site built by the fans for the fans. So if you have anything you'd like to contribute, just send me a message through the website. I'd love to include it.
Thank you so much, Dustin. It was nice
talking
to you and getting to know you more.
And we will definitely be in contact for sure.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Thank you. Have a great day.
So I guess moving on now, we have another caller who's been sitting on hold for a little bit, but she has a unique story as well because our next caller, Allison, was actually able to attend the Under My Spell tour. And there's a lot of funny stories that Allison can kind of share. You know, one in particular I know is there's a story where she was at an amusement park and she saw a cardboard cutout picture of Paula, and she made her family take a picture of her with it because she thought that was as close as she was ever going to get to Paula in real life. So we're going to jump on over to Amy and my mutual friend, Allison. So Allison, thank you for calling in and joining us on our show. We really appreciate it.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, sweetheart? I miss you.
I'm good. I miss both of you, and I want to thank you so much for showing my age.
I'm sorry. I did
well,
not mean to
we
do
know,
that.
We
totally
know you
fine.
Have lots to share with us.
I do.
Tell
yeah,
us
I
do.
Love,
what's
I
your experience going to?
I particularly love the story about how you just saw this, like, picture of Paula, and you were like, oh, my God, she's there in real life. And you've told me so many times about that, and the fact that you've now actually gotten a chance to know her and become close to her. So please share with us about your experience with the Under My Spell tour.
Oh my gosh. So, well, yeah, first of all, it is true with the cardboard cutout that when I was a kid, I was probably like 11 or 12. And that was when Paula was at her prime. I was in an amusement park and there was cardboard cutouts of celebrities that you could just go up and have your picture taken with them. And there was one of Paula, and I was like, I have to have my picture taken with this cutout because this is probably the closest I'll ever get to meeting her. And I still have the picture to this day. So it's kind of funny. But, yeah, little did I know I was going to meet her multiple times. But, so, yes, I was at the Spellbound concert in 1992 in Philadelphia. I was 12.
Do you remember
my friend at the time? The date was May something, I think. I think it was in May or June. It was. I know it was over the summer. And so we went, me and my friend were huge Paula Abdul fans, and she was touring, and we're like, we have to go. And we had to go with my friend's dad because we were 12. Like, we had to have a chaperone, you know? So we go, and we're sitting in, like, the nosebleeds, and I was just mesmerized because I loved her so much, and it was all of her songs that she just, you know, did the whole thing, and she was a little speck, like I could barely see her, but it was just the coolest thing because every time she'd have certain pyrotechnics or lights that would light up the whole stage, then all of a sudden you could see her better. And it was like just the greatest thing ever. And it was my first concert ever. So like just even that alone was like I was just mesmerized. But it's so funny. So also back then, I mean, I'm really going to age myself now. There were no cell phones. So I had a disposable phone that you just, you know, you take 24 pictures and it's done, you get them developed or whatever. So I was taking these pictures during the show, and it's literally the same picture the whole time with her in different outfits, but she's a little tiny speck in all of my pictures because there was no Zoom. There was nothing.
You
and
had
I
no
have them all.
You
I have every
picture
single
of.
Picture. It's like, but her outfit changes were so frequent. So she was a little red speck, and then she was a little white speck, and then she was a multicolored speck.
All different color Paulas. Okay.
All different color Paulas. And, yeah, I remember there was one point in time, I don't know what song it was, but I was off to the side, so she came to our side and was singing to our side. And I was like, oh, my God, I can see her a little better. And it was just the best thing ever, so. It was great.
Aww. And now that you've had the opportunity to see her
The
front row multiple times, with some of your favorite people next to you who have spent numerous amounts of money, I'm not going to name anybody's name, but I know myself is included in that. what are you always amazed with when she does a performance?
Well, so first of all, I just want to say, God is great, because I never in a million years thought that I would be able to experience another one of her concerts, and then let alone front row and meet her. So I am highly blessed. But I don't know. I guess the fact that she's so detailed still with her choreography, you know, she's very particular about details in her show. And you can really tell when you're up close. You can see all the little details and everything that she puts into it, even her facial expressions, everything. It's just – and I respect that because I'm a perfectionist myself, and I know she is, and I respect that about her, that she hits all those little details and she thinks about every single little detail.
And, of
Absolutely.
Course, I know you appreciate the tap dancing.
Oh, of course. Oh my God, I love Tap. Tap is my favorite. And I have to say, when I was listening to Dustin earlier, so I agree with him that my favorite video, I would say, is Cold Hearted, just because it's raw dance, because I'm a dancer. And I love the fact that it's just raw Bob Fosse influence. And all of that. But then also I have to second Dustin with the Way That You Love Me video, version one, not version two or three, version one. It's heavy dance, and I love it. And there's a tap sequence in there. Anything with tap, I love.
Now, I want to throw
but we
something
also
in there, too.
Know.
So, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just was going to say, we also know that you love the song Promise of a New Day. Why does that song mean so much to you, Al?
I do. It's one of my favorites. I would say it's my all-time favorite, along with Forever Your Girl. They're, like, my top two. But I love the music of Promise of a New Day, but I love the message. I just think it's inspiring, and it provides hope. And I know that sounds a little preachy, but it's true. It's a good feeling. It's uplifting. I just love it.
Yeah, so it's one of my favorites, too. You can tell
yeah. It's
there for you if you're going through a very dark time, and you know the dark time's just temporary, but it helps you realize, you know what, like you said, God is good, and you're going to get through that tough time. So a promise of a new day, I think it's beautiful, and like you said, it's the meaning. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Allison, as we kind of wrap up with your portion of our show, I do want to also just make mention of the fact that through Paula, you've also been able to accomplish another one of your dreams that you had since you were a kid. And I was there with you. We did it together along with some of our other friends. But you actually got to realize the dream of taking a dance class that was instructed by Paula in person. And I know how much that meant to you. So just being able myself to see the way that you interact with Paula, and to know that you had that dream when you were a little kid that you wanted to take a dance class with her, dance with her in some capacity. I know what that meant to you. And I was so just excited and like super honored that I got to kind of be there with you for that, because you did not stop smiling that entire weekend.
Oh my God. That was so much fun. And granted, we were just in a crowd with everyone else, but it was the best time of my life. Like, that was...
It was disastrous for some of us, not for others.
I know some of you had a hard time, but I appreciate the fact that you were supportive, and you did it. You came out and you did it. And, you know, I'm proud of myself because I kept up with young kids, so... But just to have Paula as the instructor, it was one of my dreams. So that was awesome.
That is so cool. That is a dream come true.
Yeah,
that
was great.
Grandma, any grandma, I call, oh God, okay, sorry.
Oh
everyone.
My
this
God.
This is Allison, not grandma. but do you have any last thoughts before we jump over to our final caller for the evening?
Last thoughts. Just, you know, keep supporting Paula. Keep showing her your love. She always extends her love to us, so we need to extend it back and extend it to others. And hopefully she'll do something soon in the future that we can go and support her and get to see her and give her a big hug, because we all love her so much. I know I do.
Well, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us on your Sunday evening. We're very excited that we got to have you come on and share your experiences at the Spellbound Tour.
You're welcome.
Amy, I think we have to jump over to our final caller of the night, which
Allison,
before we get
thank
into
you
that,
for calling in. I love you, and I can't wait to see you.
I think she's gone.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to throw a big shout out there. On Tuesday, our next caller will be celebrating a milestone birthday. So before we take her call, I just want to say, of course, big happy birthday shout out to Jen. We're very, very excited that you have joined the fandom, and we're super, super excited to celebrate a birthday with you this coming Tuesday. So Jen, of course, let's welcome our other friend Jen to the show. Jen, thank you for coming on. Thank you for being part of All Access
Hi,
Apple.
Guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I'm very
How
excited to be
doing?
Here.
I'm doing very
Thanks
well.
For
How are
on.
You?
Happy Spellboundversary.
Yes, absolutely. We're having a party over here talking about Spellbound. And what's your favorite song off the album?
Gee, I can't imagine.
Oh, come on. That's an easy one.
I know, right?
Yes. You know, yes, Rush Rush is my favorite song in the entire world. It has been my favorite song since the very first time that I heard it, which I still remember really, really clearly. And I love that it's now, I love that it's hit its milestone 30th birthday on the same year that I hit my milestone 40th birthday. I kind of feel a little bit more of a connection to it because of that.
And I'd like to share the story. Right. You told me you had a funny story about the Spellbound album and the year you turned 10. So what is this story that you told me?
That's right. Well, when I was 10, Spellbound was coming out, and it was so much anticipated, and it was coming out, it was being released on May 14th of 1991, and I was completely convinced in my little 9-year-old head turning 10 that it was, the release date was chosen because of my birthday. I was absolutely 100% convinced. And in the year before,
you're
in 1990,
absolutely right, it was.
I know, right? Well, in 1990, "Shut Up and Dance" was also released in May. So I was like, there has to be a reason for this. It has to be because of my birthday that everything's getting released in May. And there was no way you could have convinced me otherwise as a 10-year-old.
What about "Rush Rush" for you, Jen? What about that song? You know, I've sat next to you through many, 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 many concerts, more than I could probably count. And every time she comes out to sing "Rush Rush," you light up like a freaking Christmas tree every single time. So, what is it about this song that you just love that much?
That's funny. It's true. It's always held a special place for me, my whole life, and I think it somewhat has to do with, I'm a very passionate person. When I love someone or I love something, I throw my all into it. I'm all about it. I love it with all of my heart and being, and that's what the song reminds me of. So, you know, somebody who's that passionately in love and throwing themselves completely into it. I think that's really what it reminds me of. As a kid, I just thought the song was just beautiful, and I loved the way her voice sounded in it. I loved the video.
I think the music video is just freaking amazing. Like, it just takes you back to that time and how it was, and it, you know, it's James Dean, Natalie Wood film, Rebel Without a Cause, and it's just like one of those classic, iconic, you know, locations that they were at. They were at Griffith Park, or Griffith Observatory, and it's just something that's just iconic, and it's just beautiful. Like, everything just meshed well together. Keanu Reeves, like, he's just a hunk. I love her story, how she got to see him somewhat butt naked. Like, come on. Like, I wish she would spill a little bit more details on how that was. How she walked in.
You had the experience of actually going to where the music video was shot. And do you remember, like your feelings and your emotions when you were able to go there?
Yes, it was really surreal. The first time I went, I was by myself, and I'm kind of glad I was, because it was emotional and just kind of mind-blowing to be there and look at the different spots from the video. And I sat down by myself at a little table kind of out of the way, and I watched the Rush Rush video by myself and got a little teary. It was kind of crazy. And then I had somebody, a stranger, yes, I asked a stranger because apparently I'm that nuts,
to take a photo of me with a little compact mirror looking into this, the same spot that Paula looks in the mirror in the music video.
And oh, that is so cool.
It is very cool. And I mean, I love it so much. I my husband and I purchased one of the cars that was used, the same car that was used in the video last year, a 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Coupe, which is a car that Keanu drag races in the video. And it will soon have the license plate Rush Rush.
And it was also your wedding song.
It was, but really, how could it not be? And my husband had proposed to me while playing that song as well, because, of course, I couldn't imagine it not being played. It's the most magical song for me. It's the most comforting song. It's just the happiest. It makes me so happy hearing it. And seeing Paula perform it live was also crazy surreal to me, and an absolute dream come true.
Well, like you said, you mentioned performing it live. What was really cool and what something I loved and she brought to life were the wings. I'm glad she brought some angel wings into the performance on the screen.
I love them, too.
I love that. That little
yes,
detail,
I have many pictures
so.
Of those.
So
and
many
pictures of those wings.
Before we wrap up our show and before we let you go, Jen, I think you should also tell the story of how you chased Paula around for so many weeks and months during the year of the Straight Up Paula tour because you just loved that choker necklace that she wore during Rush Rush. And then the very last night that we saw her on that tour in Connecticut, she actually, like, seeked you out and brought you the choker to actually try on and wear, and you had that moment. I mean, what was that moment like for you?
Absolutely crazy. Yes, earlier in the tour, I had asked Paula if I could wear the diamond choker that she wears when she performs Rush Rush Live. It's about five rows of diamonds. And I absolutely love chokers, and it was performed during my favorite song. I really wanted to get married in it, and Paula had said that I could. And I did message her a few times, but trying not to be completely obnoxious, I did ask a few times, how to get it from her, and it just didn't end up working out. But then I guess she felt bad about it because on the last night of the tour, she brought out the choker. She put it on me herself, and then she took my phone and she took a photo of me wearing the choker. I'm so happy I have that. I love that I got to touch it and wear it for a moment, and that she put it on me and took the photo. That was so sweet of her. Paula is just as sweet and big-hearted and amazing and genuine as you think she is. She is exactly how she comes across. There's no lie there. That's how she is.
Except for certain days.
Except for what?
Did I say that? Anyway.
Jen, thank you for coming on to our show and telling us all about your wonderful and amazing experience with our Queen Paula Abdul. We're getting ready to wrap up our show. And I also want to give a huge shout out to Janet Jackson because today she turns 55 and she's been a fairy god sister to Paula. And, they've just worked beautifully together, and hopefully one day they'll be reunited and do maybe an iconic piece for the fans since, so many people in the dance industry look up to both of them. But, Jen, thanks for coming on. Megan, any last words before we wrap up our show?
Just again, really quickly, since Jen is still here, I do just want to say send an official happy early 40th birthday to Jen. I've known Jen for about 10 years now. She's awesome. She's the best concert buddy I think I've ever had. I think in total we went to about 12 shows on the Total Package Tour alone together. But, hopefully hopefully Tuesday is a really, 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 really good day for you, and you have fun, uh-huh. and you enjoy it, and because you deserve it, and, you know, I know, and I'm sure Amy will agree with this as well, you're someone who always has everybody's back, and I know I can't thank you enough for that. You've always been a really true friend, so definitely happy early birthday. I love you.
Yes.
And
happy birthday, Jen. You've been
oh.
an angel. You've been an absolute angel to me. You don't know how you made me feel at Christmas time. You made me feel so special. And going through the pandemic, you made me cry when I got my gift. So I just, God bless you, Jen. And I hope you have the best birthday ever. You deserve to celebrate and, you know, 40th birthday. What a year to celebrate you. So.
Oh, thank you guys so much. You are the sweetest. You're going to make me cry. And I love both of you, and I'm so grateful all the
we
time
love
for your
you.
Friendship.
We love you.
And amazing
you, so.
Times we have together. Oh, thank
yes.
you.
And
I miss you guys so much and can't wait to see you in person.
I can't wait to see you too, Jen. I miss
everyone.
You so much.
Get vaccinated.
I can't wait to give you a hug. I miss
I'm
my Jen
fully
hug.
Vaccinated. Yes,
and I can't
hugs
wait
are overdue.
For you and I to wear leopard print together to go meet Paula Abdul.
Oh,
heck yes.
We've got to plan an outfit together. We've got to plan an outfit, and oh my God, I can't wait. Like, we've got to make this happen.
That's going to be so easy since we have such similar taste, Amy.
I know, but I can't wait. I love you, Jen.
Me either. I love you guys, too. And I really hope that Paula does something. I hope she goes back to Vegas. I hope there's also a Paula occasion that we get to see each other as well. Because we're all at our happiest then.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. But I absolutely love you guys,
again,
and I can't
you,
thank
Jen,
you enough
for
having
you,
me
Jen,
on the show.
For spending a little
well,
bit
thank
of your
you for coming
Sunday.
On.
We really appreciate it. We're really grateful. And Amy, any last thoughts?
Everyone, don't forget to buy your tickets for the Oh My God VIP. You can get them at $20 or $200, but don't forget because you need to get your ticket before they sell out. And that's www.omgvip.com to get your ticket.
Absolutely. And Amy and I will be back next weekend. We will be discussing the International Pain Foundation with the president and founder, Barbie Engel, one of Paula's close friends, and also one of both mine and Amy's very good friends. So we'll be able to give you guys an inside look at RSV and some of the charity work that Paula's been a part of. We're very excited to welcome Barbie on our show next week. Amy, I guess we will chat during the week. Otherwise, I think we should wrap this thing up and get back to our crazy Sunday evenings.
Yes, thank you everyone so much for listening to All Access Abdul, and we can't wait to talk to you next week or share more of Paula Abdul experiences with you.
All right, well, happy 30th birthday, Spellbound. Thank you for being an excellent album, and we will catch you all next week.